Coming up, it's Lightning Fill in the Blank, but first it's the game where you have to listen for the rhyme. If you'd like to play on air, call or leave a message at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Or click the Contact Us link on our website. That's waitwait.npr.org. There you can find out about attending our weekly live shows back at the Chase Bank Auditorium in Chicago, and our upcoming shows in Newark, New Jersey on September 12th, and our show July 18th at the beautiful Blossom Music Center just outside of Cleveland, located within Cuyahoga Valley National Park. Hi, you are on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, my name is Candace. I'm from Norfolk, Virginia.
Hey, Norfolk, Virginia. Do you call it Norfolk? I always heard of like Norfolk. Norfolk.
A lot of the locals call it Norfolk.
So you're not from Norfolk originally?
No, I was raised in Florida.
Do you ever miss Florida?
Nope.
Oh, so you are from there. Well, welcome to the show, Candace. Bill Curtis is going to read you three news-related limericks with the last word or phrase missing from each. If you can fill in that last word or phrase correctly, and two of the limericks will be a winner. You ready to play?
I am ready.
All right, here's your first limerick.
My stomach I like to keep flat, so it's coffee I drink by the vat. I recently learned it gets calories burned with a heat-making brown kind of...
Fat!
Yes, fat! There you go. New research has found that drinking coffee can stimulate a substance in the body known as brown fat, which is not the stuff left over in the pan after you make bacon, but rather cells that produce heat that then burn off the other kind of fat that you get from eating all the bacon. So the idea is that coffee helps you lose weight. This cannot be true, because if it were, I would have vanished decades ago. On the other hand, won't it be fun if coffee becomes the new health drink? It'll be great when it replaces Gatorade and the team wins the big game and dumps a big urn of hot coffee on the coach. All right, here is your next limit.
In their enclave, the real ones are crying. We can see the young fella is trying, but his costume is poor and he's got a weak roar, so he doesn't seem much like a...
lion.
Yes, yeah. A lion. You're good, Candace. An employee at a zoo in Japan finally got the role of a lifetime when he was asked to play the escaped lion during the zoo's emergency drill. You know, the same way every time your building has a fire drill, somebody has to play the fire. So you have to find this on the internet. It is amazing. You'd think they'd choose like a convincing lion costume, but no, it's a guy in like, he's playing the smiley lion in the school play. He's got this mascot costume on with a big plastic smiling lion head. He's walking around on two legs. With a, you know, cheerfully waving at people, being a lion. Everyone on Twitter applauded the employee's job playing the lion, except, of course, for the zoo's real lions, who called his performance derivative and unrealistic.
You know who would crush it at that gig? Gritty.
That's true. Here is your last limit.
Our athletes are strong till the finish. Like Popeye, their strength won't diminish. A dark leafy green makes them tough, mean, and lean. Yes, our doping entails eating...
spinach.
Yes,
yeah,
spinach. Very good. Performance-enhancing drugs along with unflattering shorts has been a long-standing problem in professional sports. And every year, new drugs are added to the list of banned substances. Well, German scientists are suggesting spinach should be added to the prohibited list, presumably because the scientists are a team of seven-year-olds. They've also banned broccoli, Brussels sprouts, and cooties.
So it's not... It's spinach. It's not like spinach is found in some other drug.
No, it's actually there's a chemical similar to a steroid naturally found in spinach.
Oh.
And it's so effective, scientists merely exposed to the chemical compound were able to suddenly bench press 5 pounds.
So Popeye was a documentary?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Well, there was that scene that I didn't understand when I was a kid where Bluto makes him pee in a cup. Bill, how did Candace do in our quiz?
She did 3-0. Good, Candace.
All right.
Thank you so much for playing. Take care, Candace.
Bye-bye.
You too.
Well, I'm Popeye the Sailor Man. I'm Popeye the Sailor Man. I'm strong to the finish, 'cause I eat my spinach. I'm Popeye the Sailor Man.